Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got to ask you about this crazy story that broke earlier today. The FBI and federal prosecutors have uncovered a massive bribery scheme to get students admitted to elite universities as recruited athletes by helping them cheat on college entrance exams to gain admission. The FBI named it Operation Varsity Blues. It involved four dozen people, including, of note, which is what got everyone's attention earlier, Lori Loughlin from Full House, and then somebody, Felicity something. I actually thought it was
Felicity Huffman.
I thought it was the star of that show, Felicity, which I never watched, but I knew the face, and it's like that little wholesome kid, or at least used to be, Carrie Russell, whatever. So I thought that's who it was. At any rate, so basically, they're paying to get their rich kids into school, or they're paying a rich guy to help them get their rich kids into school, which, like, hasn't that been happening forever? Like, I get that it's interesting and it's weird in that they're pretending like, hey, this is my kid Gary. He's a world champion pole vaulter. And meanwhile, you've never run down a ramp or touched a pole in your life. And for sure, that makes it weird, and throwing in a couple of weird names to it. But this is like the age-old story. Rich people paying to get their rich kids into places that they ordinarily wouldn't get into.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story. The idea that this is the first time children of wealthy people have ever been given an advantage
right.
in life is kind of laughable.
Yes.
Like that is the way, that's the way the world works.
Yeah.
Like if you know, Jeff talks about it all the time. You know, Jeff is an extremely accomplished human. You know, Harvard undergrad, Harvard Law, I believe Columbia Journalism School. But one of the things Jeff will acknowledge freely is that he's just a byproduct of his surroundings. You know, all of the Calkins kids went to Ivy League schools. Literally all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what you're supposed to, if you were born into his family, that's what you're supposed to do. And so, you know, if you're the children of doctors, that's what you're supposed to be. And so Jeff, you know, he takes full credit for bringing the Grizzlies to Memphis, but he doesn't take full credit for actually, like, his academic accomplishments. He recognizes that he's obviously an extremely bright guy,
mm-hmm.
but he just was, like, if he he'd have had to work hard not to end up at Harvard. Whereas when I was a kid, I mean, I love my parents dearly, but I'm not the son of doctors, and so I was raised in different surroundings. The Ivy League didn't even seem like a real place to me. You know, I didn't take ACT prep sessions or go visit 10 colleges. You know, I was just sort of like everybody else that I went to high school with. Like, you know, you either went to college or you didn't. And if you did, like, you were going to go to Memphis or Ole Miss or Mississippi State or more likely Northwest, right? Because we just didn't really know any better, didn't really dream any bigger. But now my children are you know, my wife's an educator. I'm college educated. We understand the importance of education. Not that my parents didn't. It's just like they didn't come from that world. And so my you know, I have a sophomore in high school who's taken the ACT a bazillion times already, who has access to anything he needs to be successful. You know, he's going to have to really go off track to not be successful, because he's set up to be successful. Because we can provide for him everything he needs to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Not every 16-year-old in our, you know, listen, you know, in our market can say that. And so you're exactly right. Like, wealthy people, and I'm not, like, there are advantages in life that often you are born into, and the people caught up in this story are certainly those people. For folks who don't know the details, the way this would work is, and it's fascinating because I didn't even understand all the, I had no concept of this until the story broke early today.
Mm-hmm.
The way it would work is, let's say at an Ivy League school like Yale, because this is an actual story.
Yep.
They have their normal academic standards, and the selection process is obviously just brutal. Like, you odds are you're not going to Yale, even if you're brilliant with a brilliant resume and application and all that stuff. But they do give soccer coaches And other sports coaches, basically some spots that you can get somebody in that otherwise wouldn't be allowed in because they're going to be because you're recruiting them to play soccer at Yale. Now, there's no soccer scholarships at Yale. So from a coach perspective, you don't have to waste a scholarship on them. You just have to say, hey, we're recruiting this person. So judge their application based on the fact that they're going to be a soccer player, not just a normal student. And so what this guy had done is set up this quote-unquote charity that would help wealthy people get their kids into these schools. So in one case, they take this girl whose parents are wealthy, and her parents want her at Yale, but she can't get in Yale on her own. But they convince the soccer coach, at the cost of like $1.2 million, hey, if you will label her as a soccer recruit, then we can get her into school. We'll give you $1.2 million. All you have to do is label her as a soccer recruit. Soccer coach says, cool, I'll do it. She gets into Yale. Soccer coach gets $1.2 million. And it doesn't matter that she'd never played soccer. Like, that's the crazy thing about this.
Yep.
Nobody even checked to see if she's a soccer player. The girl had never played competitive soccer in her life, and the admissions folks at Yale don't even – they just trust that if the coach says she's a soccer recruit, then she's a soccer recruit. Okay, we wouldn't let her in under normal circumstances, but we will let her in now. And so she's at Yale. And her parents were willing to pay $1.2 million. And the soccer coach was willing to take it, because I don't know what Yale soccer coaches made, but it ain't $1.2 million.
No, it's not.
And so this happened for like 40 different people at different at different institutions all over this country, at USC, at San Diego. And obviously you've got two actresses whose children were a part of this. Felicity Huffman, she was, of course, one of the stars of Desperate Housewives. The story connected to her is that she went through this fraudulent business / charity, and what they could help her do for like $15,000 is get the proper doctor's notes to make sure her child could get an untimed, get no time restraints while taking her standardized test, which is a big advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a stand-in to actually take the test for her. It's like the Derrick Rose thing, except it involves Felicity Huffman's daughter, and it's not to get Felicity Huffman's daughter eligible at the University of Memphis to play basketball. It's just to get her into a better school than she otherwise would get into. And so when you initially hear NCAA scandal, fraudulent test scores, you're like, oh, God, here we go again.
Whose school is it?
Yeah. Who did it? Really, when I first heard it, my initial thought was, I don't have time for this right now.
Right.
And then what you find
you're
out,
like,
it's
which
got nothing.
School, which player, what seed are they going to be next week?
Right. And what you find out once you start reading it, it's got literally nothing to do with football or
water
basketball.
Polo, soccer. You're like, thank God.
It's lacrosse, it's polo, it's soccer, and it's just a – you know, people were buying their kids access to some of the best institutions in the country. And so the defense is going to be, well, why is this wrong? I mean, obviously it's wrong from a Yale soccer coach's perspective,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, there's no denying that you know that you can't do, you shouldn't be doing what you were doing, right?
Yep.
But if you are the parent of somebody, I think you could, and I'm not a lawyer, so take this for what it is, but on a very basic non-lawyer perspective, I think you could argue, all I was doing was using money to try to create an advantage to get my kid into school.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I would have given $10 million to the school to build a building, that would have helped me get my kid into school. So, you know, what I did it this way instead. But why is one way okay and the other way's not? And I think that's a pretty reasonable question, because there are, people on college campuses who, if you have access to them, they can help you. I know people who have, and I've never done this. I might someday though, but let's say my son wanted to go to a school where I know people there. Where I know the athletic director and I know the men's basketball coach. And on some campuses, men's basketball coaches and athletic directors have an incredible amount of influence.
Yep.
I don't know that I would be above putting in a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say, and this is totally made up hypothetical, but let's just say my son decided he wanted to go to Texas. And I said, okay, that's good. And I put in a call to Shaka. And I'm like, hey, man, who do I need to talk to? Can mm-hmm. you help me with this?
Yep.
Can you? I'm not asking for any, like, if you can't get it done, then you just can't get it done.
Sure.
But, like, if there's somebody I could talk to that could maybe make this more possible, could you put me in touch with that person? Like, I might be willing, like, in life, if you're not going to take advantage of your relationships to help your children.
That's networking, for goodness sake.
Having relationships, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying I wouldn't do that, but, like, this is a little different. I mean, they were using a fraudulent business.
Yeah, they got felony charges. There's two felony charges involved.
Right.
Conspiracy to commit mail fraud and something else called honest services mail fraud. That's Al Capone stuff.
I think from a practical perspective, it's not much different than hey, here's $10 million for your new journalism school.
Yeah.
But, by the way, I need my daughter to mm-hmm. get accepted to your journalism school.
Right.
You know, I think from a practical perspective, this ain't much different than that.
Mm-hmm.
But from a legal perspective, yeah, you've got some legal problems. And I bet you the people on one side of this didn't necessarily think they were breaking federal law. They thought they were just using their money to help their children the way yep. rich people often use their money. But the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston said otherwise as yes. of this morning, so good luck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.